Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Did you watch the American Music Awards?
I did. Not like in the whole thing, but like I saw it.
Did you watch the American Music Awards, Melody?
Yeah, every second.
Oh. I was doing
laundry. I watched maybe a third of it. What'd you watch, Melissa?
About 20 minutes of it.
Did you see the Taylor Swift performance?
Nope.
Missed that?
I missed it.
Yeah, how about you, Whip?
Yeah, I saw the entire show in fast forward, but stopping at some of the important parts, and that was one of the important parts, so I saw that whole thing, yeah.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, okay. Taylor.
She Post Malone?
Yeah,
he was fun.
And Ozzy. How about Ozzy Osbourne up there? He looked almost like an animatronic figure of himself in the back, and then he would sing every once in a while. Oh, he's alive. Wow.
How about Lizzo? Our friend Lizzo. Did you see Lizzo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had the smallest Valentino purse ever created last night.
Right.
That's probably the only one I can afford.
It could hold like a nickel.
Yeah.
That's really all it could hold.
That's funny.
This is from Ivan. Hey, Eric. Good morning. I was watching the AMAs last night, and I saw Post Malone with a beer and Lizzo with a glass. My question is, I'm wondering, what happens if they get a bit tipsy? Do they still get to go on stage? Might be random, but what do you think? Just wondering. Thanks.
Yeah.
Ivan, I think they encourage them to get tipsy.
Right.
No, I think they don't get to go on stage until they are tipsy.
Right. The drinks are flowing.
Right. Because I think that the American Music Awards realizes the only interesting thing that's going to happen is if our artists are tipsy. And if they swear, we can just bleep them out. We'll be fine.
Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm.
If they go up there sober, this is boring. Mm-hmm. Do you think they were tipsy? Did Post Malone strike you as tipsy, Melody?
No, because his speech came off really sincere, and I think if he was tipsy, it would have been just like, okay, thank you, bye. Mm-hmm. He's the best.
Mm-hmm. He's what?
He's the best.
But you didn't see him, right?
I did see it later, but not at the time.
Do you think he was tipsy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. I think he's always tipsy.
Yeah, right.
So that's
is
like just the way he is.
How can you guys think Post Malone wasn't tipsy at the American Music Awards?
Permanent state of impairment.
He was wasted.
He was dancing to Shania Twain.
I just think that's how he is.
There is no way he's riding in a limo to the American Music Awards and they say, Post, you want to get wasted? He's like, nah, I think I'm going to stay sober for this.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. And he brought his beer up on stage.
You really think that happened?
He was fun.
Oh, for sure.
But only because he was drunk. Like
Destroyed. Destroyed. He gets destroyed on a Monday morning. Like this morning when he gets up, he'll get destroyed. You think he wasn't destroyed at the AMAs?
He doesn't want to slur his words.
I think that's all he does. Right? Have you heard his songs? 312-233-1019. They also studied the holiday hangover and found that the more you worry about getting a hangover, the worse it is.
Who knows?
So just the mental element, the mental aspect of worrying about it results in a worse one. What's your best hangover remedy? Hi, John.
Hi. I got a glass of pickle juice.
Ah, yeah, glass of pickle juice.
Really
you know, I just finished a jar of pickles at home, and I actually saved the pickle juice.
Do you just do a shot of it, or are you supposed to drink a full glass?
No, I use it for after my shots of whiskey.
Yeah, the pickleback.
You know, the JMO pickleback.
Okay.
JMO pickleback.
Yeah, nice.
Ah, they were drinking these yesterday at the Bears game. I took a pass on it, though, Bill.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Marys. I don't like tomato juice, so.
Yeah, I get that.
Can't do the Bloody Mary. But, it, you know, a Bloody Mary, if done correctly, is not really a drink. It's actually a meal.
Right, yeah, it's all the snacks that come with
it. Have you seen all the stuff they put in those?
Oh, yeah, celery, olives,
cheese,
chicken
wings, beef jerky,
there's a
turkey leg in there,
and
a piece of cake and all that.
I don't know about the cake.
Oh, really? It's not really cake?
No.
Number three, Denise.
Double cheeseburger, fries, and a large Coke from McDonald's.
There you go, throw a ton of grease on top of it.
Yummy.
And number two, John, to cure the hangover.
Good morning, guys. I plan on doing this Thursday morning a hot bowl of menudo and a cold Coke.
A hot bowl of menudo?
Is that the same?
I like a half a glass of One Direction, but I've never had a bowl of menudo.
It's good. It's delicious.
What's that?
And a menudo is it's a Mexican soup with pig intestines and a cold bottle of Coke.
Oh, yeah, it's like dry food. You're right. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's delicious and cures anything. Anything that ails you, this is the thing to go for. And then finally, in at number one, strange combination there, Rick.
Yes, that would be a warm glass of milk with mayonnaise.
No.
Why?
Is that just to make you throw up?
Oh, my God.
How in the world would that work?
You mix in the mayonnaise and a warm glass of milk?
Yes, you got to boil the milk and then mix the mayonnaise in, and you'll feel like $1 million.
Oh, really?
After you puke your guts out, you mean?
I actually feel hungover now just you describing it to me. Oof.
It'll work every time.
Where did you learn that?
Or you'll bark your brains out.
Yeah.
It's an old remedy, an old family remedy.
What kind of family did you come from? Man, oh, man.
Had a wild.
Wow. All right, I'm going to write that down, okay, Rick? Warm glass of milk and mayonnaise mixed together. Enjoy the recovery.
Friday.
All right, I will. I'll try it Friday. Do you add or do you cut? Groom upsets fiance by refusing to cut groomsmen when she doesn't have enough bridesmaids. He has six guys all lined up. Six close friends. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's get married. Bridesmaids got three. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're going to need to bring that down to three. He's like, oh, no, you're going to need to bring that up to six. Find a cousin or two.
Mm-hmm.
You recommend cutting or adding, Melissa?
Oh, my gosh.
You're the wedding planner. Come on, cutting or adding. You knew it was coming.
I know. But it was still difficult. That's the thing. But I would say it's much harder to add. So I say you have to cut.
I think it's much harder to cut.
I mean,
sit down with your best friend and go, sorry, Joe, you know.
Well, if she doesn't
she
have
can't
any
bring
more
in a cousin,
friends.
You're out.
She's got no friends.
Cut or add.
Yeah, I'm going to say cut, too, because you don't want people up there that you kind of barely know.
Violetta.
I was going to say add.
Ah. Valerie, cut or add? What's the way to go?
Cut, for sure, 100%.
Okay, why?
Because she shouldn't have to add people just for the sake of adding people. I actually had this. I wouldn't say it was a fight, but I had this happen at my wedding.
All right, now let me use that sentence back at you. She shouldn't have to add people just for the sake of adding people. What if the groom says, I shouldn't have to cut my best friends just for the sake of cutting people?
Well, okay, so I get that, and that's why at my wedding it ended up being a compromise. Okay. I had five girls. He had 12 guys.
Whoa, hey, wow.
Wow, he's a lot of friends and family.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to bring that number. I didn't want to add friends that weren't that close to me. I don't have that many super close friends.
Sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, 12 to 5. That's a big range.
Yeah.
That's a big range. Add or cut, Denise?
I think you should do a little bit of both. So I would say if she adds one and then give a couple jobs to the extra guys.
All right, so she adds one, he cuts one, and then you pull in a couple of ushers.
No, he doesn't have to cut. He's the two ushers, right? Because did I do my math right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
No. Yeah. You can give them other jobs.
That's kind of a breaking the rules compromise. I get it. I get what you did there. Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, cut or add.
So it's a very simple math problem.
Okay.
There's three girls.
First of all, let's be clear.
Boys.
There are no simple math problems.
Not here.
Yeah, not around this place.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there's three girls and six guys.
Uh-huh.
Each girl has two arms, so you add a guy to each arm.
Ah, you put a guy on each side.
I like the way you think.
I see what you're saying there, but now the picture is a little unbalanced. The picture looks like it's leaning to the right.
Wedding photographers can figure that out.
Ah, okay. Leave it up to the photographer. This is your problem now, not ours.
Okay.
All right. Cut or add, Tiffany?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I would definitely say, as a compromise, keep one for each arm.
Okay.
And then for, if you had to choose, I would definitely say subtract, but keep the family members in the wedding party.
Ah, keep family members in, friends out.
But see, I think family already is in, that you have to give your friends a specialer role. Like, my sister is my sister.
Did you just go specialer?
Yeah, specialer.
She went with specialer.
She did. Like, my sister always wants to be my maid of honor, like, when we talk about it. I'm like, but you're the sister of the bride. That's already an important role. You don't have to be the maid of honor.
That's where you go to her, listen, you don't need a specialer role. You've got the specialist role. It all works
but
out
you're
nicely.
So specialer to me.
A new study says sleeping next to a snoring partner is bad for your mental and physical health. Now, I think it's easy to characterize a snoring partner as, you know, a guy named Dave who sounds like this. But You know, there are some ladies who snore, too, like hibernating bears, as every one of our phone lines is lit up. 312-233-1019. Hey, John.
Good morning. Yeah, my wife and her dog both snore.
Oh, so you're getting it in
and
stereo.
Her dog.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not my dog.
Yeah, who snores louder, the wife or the dog?
The wife.
Here's a tape we got of a dog snoring.
Oh, my gosh.
So that dog, I might want to take that dog to the vet. That sounds like a rhino. I don't know what that is.
A rhino?
Yeah. Snoring rhino. 312-233-1019. Hey, Mike, snoring girlfriend, snoring wives.
Snoring wife.
Uh-huh. How much?
And she snores every night. The weird thing is, she only snores when her face is facing towards me.
Ah, when she rolls over, dead silent.
Yeah. I push her the opposite way, I'm able to go to bed.
Right. Constantly rolling her over all night long, right, trying to get good night's sleep. You know, snoring is not just for the wives or the girlfriends. Sometimes it's for the moms, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Snoring moms?
My mother snores like a grizzly bear.
She's like a bear.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful woman. Lovely woman, but snores like a grizzly bear. Is this all times, like she'll fall asleep on the couch at Thanksgiving on Thursday and the whole room will hear
always.
Her?
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It scares the children.
Yeah,
really?
Scares the children.
Oh, jeez.
The grandson, I don't know what's wrong with Grandma.
No.
Something's wrong with Grandma.
Must be really loud.
Uh-huh. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, McSteen. How you doing today?
Excellent. You?
All righty. Boy, I'll tell you, my wife, after so many years, whether she's sleeping in the lazy board chair on her back or in bed on her back, man, I got a bear sleeping next to me. It sounds like a snore divorce.
Yeah, it's a snore divorce. A snore divorce, as they call it. Yeah.
You bet it, bud. You got it.
You're trying to watch Game of Thrones. She's in the lazy boy next to you, just ripping away. It's brutal. I was thinking this would go nowhere. I just thought the headline was, I don't know, kind of funny. Because it's so up in your face. Exactly what to do if the thought, I hate my husband, crosses your mind. And I thought to myself, well, who thinks that? And based on the amount of calls, everybody does.
Oh.
They're lined up, Whip.
That's a relief.
So I was curious, okay, when that thought flashed through your brain, just flashed through, doesn't stay, it just flashes through for a moment, what caused it to happen? What caused you to think, yeah, I hate my husband. It's exhausting. 312-233-1019. When it flashed through your brain, Christiana, what were you doing?
He was staying late at work and leaving me at home with two very cranky kids.
Aha! Mm. And it flashed through your brain, I hate my husband.
Yes.
Did it stay there long, or was it just a quick flash through?
It probably lasted a couple of minutes, yeah.
All right. Well, that's not bad.
No.
It's when it lasts, like a year.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk to somebody.
That's when it's a problem.
Yeah, like a divorce.
I hate my husband flashed through your head, Shannon.
Yeah, my husband, we have two kids at home under 2.5, and he wanted to leave to go to the Bears game early yesterday. And I get about 3 hours of sleep at night, and I needed to go to work yesterday morning, and he accused me of getting 12 hours of sleep.
Aha!
And I think I get 12 hours of sleep in about 5 days.
So. Aha!
Oh, my gosh!
Aha! I hate
my
husband. I hate him. flash through your brain, Pat.
My husband, we went to a wedding, and he spent the whole night whispering to his brother, and I just sat there. You know, you should learn at 7. You don't do that. I wanted to take a cab home and leave him there.
Like, hello, I'm here too.
Because he was whispering to his brother.
Yes, and he's 70. You don't act like that. It's
oh, my goodness. 70. My goodness.
Hey, Pat, where are you from?
Schiller Park.
It sounds like you're from Jersey.
Yeah, not far off.
Yeah. Well, you know, what he's doing. He's whispering in his brother's ear. I hate my wife.
Yeah. You don't act like that, Eric.
Just right then, Pat. Just then, not full time. Finally, I hate my husband, Meg.
Well, my husband was very, very, very sick with a man cold this weekend.
Those are the
worst.
So very sick until his brother called and said,
he had an extra ticket to the Bears game. I have never seen that man move so fast in my life.
Yeah, I feel better.
Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah.
Oh, that NyQuil's kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
And then 12,000 pictures later, you know, he's all over social media. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
As soon as he gets home, he's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I am really, I got to lay back down for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. 3 hours and 54 minutes. On average, that's what it takes. This will come into play for you specifically on Thursday. 3 hours, 54 minutes. What, Lori?
Is it how long to cook your turkey?
How long to cook your turkey? No. I believe that is 4-4-4.
Shut up. Don't even go there.
Are we getting that tomorrow,
no.
Swati? No. Tomorrow? I've had many emails wanting to know if we'll continue the Thanksgiving tradition of the Melissa 4-4-4 Thanksgiving celebration. That's coming tomorrow?
All right, I'm excited.
Cool. All right. Sylvia, 3 hours, 54 minutes for what?
How long it takes for you to get annoyed with your family.
That's exactly right. On average, it's about 3 hours and 54 minutes before you need a break from them because they're annoying you. That's actually longer than I would have thought.
That seems really long.
Almost 4 hours?
That's the whole dinner.
Sylvia, what do you have planned for Thursday?
Thursday, lots of food and sleeping.
Food and sleeping.
Oh,
are you going somewhere or hosting?
No, my mom always hosts, so
she's the best. I might
she's
come over
best.
With you. Do you mind if I accompany
no
you over there? That'd be great.
She loves company.
I'm a fan of sleeping right afterwards too. So I mean, we're
a
perfect.
Problem. We got plenty of space.
All right, excellent. 3 hours, 54 minutes before you're sick of them. 25% of people have hidden in someone's house to get a moment alone. I've done that. I'm in that 25%. 30% of people believe the holidays would be more enjoyable if their entire family wasn't under the same roof. Okay. 51% of women say cleaning the house is the most stressful part of the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Before people come over.
Yep.
And 30% of people say making sure everyone gets along is the most stressful part of the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard. Don't bring up that topic nobody
Hold
wants
that
to
thought.
Talk about.
Hold that thought. Freeze.
Holding it.
We are getting there. The average Thanksgiving dinner this year is $41.91 a person. That's what it costs.
Wow, that's
$41.91 a person. That's up 1 cent from last year.
Really?
That seems expensive.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that much.
Cost of turkey is $1.30 a pound. That's down 4% from last year, helping to keep costs under control. 90% of Americans are planning to celebrate Thanksgiving with a special meal. 95% are planning to serve turkey. The cost of ham, in case you're wondering, is up 63 cents. Now back to what Violetta was alluding to. Tips for dealing with family during the holidays and what you should and shouldn't be talking about. Plan ahead, they say. This is the top strategy for the holidays. Plan ahead on what your conversation boundaries are. Mm-hmm. Know your boundaries. Be clear on your boundaries. Make sure others know the boundaries as you're heading in, mm-hmm. and you won't have any issues.
Right.
Just a couple of friends sitting around rubbing each other's knees. That's all it is with Justin Timberlake, he says. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Sure.
Actress Alicia Wainwright, they were filming a movie called Palmer down in New Orleans. She was spot holding his hand and putting her hand on his knee. But I guess if you see the whole video and not just the still shots, you get a little context. It's totally fine. Swanee and I have been debating the merits of the three-way head rub that Melissa was just describing that she does with her friend. What? The ones on the ends are the one that benefit. You don't want to be the middle one.
For sure.
You got to do it in a circle, or the ones on the ends get all
true.
The benefit.
True, we rotate.
Yeah. You should just do it in a circle.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Something like that. Yeah. What do you do with your friends that if other people saw, they'd be like, hey, what's going on with you two? And you're like, nah, it's nothing. We cook naked. It's what we do. We like to do it. Just sit around cooking naked. Hi there, Tina.
Hi.
Hi, with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
So I have one particular friend. His name's Paul. Mm-hmm. We call each other, I call him my lobster, and he calls me his lobster.
Yeah, just like Phoebe on Friends. What does that mean, though?
That we're mates for life, and we kiss on the mouth when we see each other, and we hold hands and cuddle.
So why don't you just be a couple?
Because he's gay.
So beyond that, I guess, yeah, that is a big stumbling block. That is a big roadblock.
You're not really mates then, I guess. I mean, you're friends for life, right?
No, he's my lobster.
He's your lobster.
Okay. Yeah.
You two have an adorable relationship.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but it can just never escalate beyond that.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I got it. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hi. A couple of friends just doing what?
Back in college, my husband's old roommates, we were all friends, and sometimes we just party too much, and I slept in a couple of his friends' beds, twin mattresses.
All right, so you would climb in a bed with your husband's friends in their twin mattress to spend the night?
Yeah, nothing. Two different guys.
At the same time?
I get that it's nothing on your end. Was it nothing on their end? There wasn't the middle of the night roving hand?
No, not that.
You remember.
Right. I was really drunk and out of it. Yeah. All right. All right, fine. Hey, making it work for you. That's what's most important. Jamie, just a couple of friends doing what?
I went to go visit some friends in college, and we went to a festival, and I slept on the floor the night before. But when I woke up, she was in bed with her roommate. And I was like, I totally want in on that. And so I jumped in bed with them, and we kind of hung out and rubbed each other's hands and stroked each other's arms and tickled each other. And, oh, yeah.
It was like a guy's dream.
Not much was happening until the festival when I jumped in bed with the friends. And
we started rubbing hands. And
was it one of those things that at the time felt great, and then afterwards you were like, none of us ever need to talk about this ever again?
No, because I would totally do it again.
Oh. Really? All right. Really. You know what? I think you should. I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. Send pictures.
Yeah. We are about to share with you topics that we hope provide no memories whatsoever.
What?
It's 9:08 now on the mix because it's text topic of the daytime. We had told you earlier the story where a psychologist had spent some time discussing the tips for dealing with family during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one strategy is plan ahead on what your conversation boundaries are. You know, those topics at Thanksgiving that will be off limits.
Right.
No talking about this kind of stuff allowed. Well, we wondered, okay, well, what are those topics? We said text them into us, 60123, 60123. The topic that will be off limits at your Thanksgiving. Everyone knows it. No one touches it. Everybody stays away from it. I've got all the finalists here.
Okay.
Going to share these with you. We're going to pick one. That'll be the champion. And maybe we can get a hold of that person, Melody, and talk to them, okay? All right, here we are. Here are your finalists. Please listen carefully. You'll be asked to select one at the end.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The topics to avoid that are off limits on Thanksgiving. My married brother's baby he had with his boss while he was married.
Oh.
It was brought up 1 year ago and he threw a knife across the table at somebody.
Whoa.
Okay, so let's not do that.
Oh my
Lord, jeez.
Number two on the topics to avoid at Thanksgiving. My canceled wedding. Number three, Kristen Bell. Is she a good person or not? Number four, my sister's gastric bypass surgery and how she's still eating big time. Uncle Mark's new lover.
Okay, you can't
Mark.
Talk about that, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Lover.
Nipple piercings.
Oh, God.
Mitch Trubisky. Other topics that are off limits on Thanksgiving in your home. My mom's washing machine. My uncle not having a job since 2008. A no discussion of how weird it is that my sister, who won't be there, is married to our first cousin.
What?
the divorce of your father and I. We go on trial on December 6th, and we're all getting together for Thanksgiving.
Whoa. Okay.
Online dating apps for my mother-in-law's divorced friends who are in their 60s.
Okay.
Topic not allowed to bring up. Make jokes about, per my mom, that my brother is now dating his ex-wife's aunt.
Let me keep that one straight.
I can't keep, yeah, can't follow that. Okay. And finally, my ex-girlfriend, a prominent real estate broker in the area, who I still have feelings for, was found on a porn site. Not allowed to talk about that either.
Who found her?
You never know who you're going to find on the porn site.
Yeah, true.
Topics that are off limits for Thanksgiving. Melissa, I need your vote.
I'm going to go with the married brother had a baby with his boss.
Okay. Whip.
Yeah, I agree. First one was the most interesting.
Okay, Violetta.
I was going to go Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. I was going to go
so weird.
My ex-girlfriend, the real estate broker who's on the porn site. Oh. But the majority wins, so we are going with my married brother's baby he had with his boss while he was married. That's off limits.
Oh, man.
All right. Not that we're going to talk about it. Tell him, Mel D, when you call him, we're not going to talk about the topic because we don't want to get him in trouble. We're going to talk around the edges of the topic and just find out a little more detail, okay? He's wearing his big puffy coat.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to puff it up.
I mean, listen to my throat. I cannot shake this cold, Jeff.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know. That's, I know, it's terrible.
So, I'm at the Bears game yesterday.
I was there as well.
And at halftime, I turned to my friends who came up, producers from the over. Goldbergs.
Oh, really? Okay.
I brought them out. And I said, it's too cold. I got to go home.
Seriously, they said it was 50. There's no way it was 50.
No, it was. I was dying.
Yeah. Really?
And you know what's so funny is that everyone around me in my seats is like going, what a beautiful day.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Some guy said, why are you guys wearing jackets? Because I was wearing this jacket.
Right.
Ugh. You were cold wearing that big, thick, puffy coat?
It was cold.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Would you say, is it fair to say, and I know that you might be reluctant to admit, but is it fair to say that you have L.A. blood now?
Now, that, by the way, when I was a kid, we moved from Chicago to South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that blood thinning thing.
Right, yeah, which is crap.
It's a bunch of crap.
Right.
But yes, I am a Los Angelino in terms of I live in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
I'm from Chicago.
I love that. I can live with that.
That is, and so I hit my winter wall yesterday at the game where I went, No, this cannot happen. And I have season tickets, so I'm basically a September, October Bear game guy.
And give away the rest.
Yeah, I'll take them off your hands.
I'd be happy to give you some.
That being said, I'm going to predict, let's see, Jeff Garland, I'm going to go you left with 8 minutes left in the third quarter.
No, I left at halftime.
Halftime it is.
Yeah, I left at halftime.
Halftime?
Oh. Yeah. And watched at home.
That's
a
little early.
Years ago, I went to a Bears-Dolphins game here, and it started snowing, and I just was like, nope, I'm in the second half at home. Same thing, there was a Texans, it was a Monday night game or a Sunday night game, went home.
Forget it.
Really?
Yeah. It drops below 55, you've got no interest.
No, 55 I can deal with.
Yeah, but below 55.
Yeah, 54, I'm having trouble.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah.
Don't they have one of those, like, can you take in a seat warmer or something for your butt?
No, but you can take in a pumpkin pie. You see this story?
I saw it.
What's that?
I saw it, and I got to tell you, someone wrote me on the interwebs.
Right.
Is that me? Well, yeah. I don't eat sugar anymore, but I got to tell you, I was impressed.
Bears fan sneaks whole pumpkin pie and whipped cream into the stadium yesterday.
The whipped cream is the clutch part.
Yeah, yeah, that is quality.
And by the way, there's video of him actually putting the whipped cream on
the
pie.
Yeah.
And he's got a stack of forks with him.
Right.
Which is really nice. I would have brought one fork.
Which really speaks to the security, doesn't it? You know, when I pull into the parking garage, they have the security checking for, like, bombs in the car.
Yeah.
And you can tell that they've never been trained, ever. And this is a true story. I pulled up, and one of the heads of security came up to the guy that I was talking to and said, hey, are you supposed to be on lunch break? And the guy's like, yep. And so he walked away. Everybody walked away. Everybody went on lunch. I just drove in.
Really?
Yeah. And ironically, that day, you did have a bomb.
You didn't use it. Yeah, exactly.
But you did.
Yeah. Exactly. Bears won, though, so that's good.
Yeah, if you care.
Yeah. I care. You don't care?
Nope.
Pull it together.
Well, let me tell you something. When they stink, you want them to not win one game so they can get a great draft pick.
Right, yeah.
And then if they're good, you want them to make the playoffs and go far in the playoffs. They stink, and they've got too many wins.
At least at this point, there's some mild passion, even though it might be negative passion. You get out to L.A., like where the Rams are, nobody gives a damn at all about anything.
Well, no, I concur.
Yeah.
But even this year, going to the Packer game, opening game, when there was so much hope and even belief.
Within one game, all hope was gone.
The energy was like it almost was like Soldier Field was levitating.
Right.
It was magical.
It was.
And then yesterday, the number of times, it's third down, the guy's yelling.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah. Despair it runs amok at Soldier Field right now.
I wish you would come sit with me because there are three guys, it's a true story, that sit behind me that are the quintessential Saturday Night Live Chicagoans.
Oh,
they
wow.
complain about everything, and nothing bugs them more than success. Like, if the Bears make a first down, they're actually aggravated by it. They try to find the negative in a first down.
That's part of the fun.
They complain about
fun.
If the Bears score, they're disappointed. Like, ah, crap. Right.
Not a good enough touchdown.
In Chicago, I have a strong relationship with the Cubs and the Blackhawks.
Sure.
And you go to those games joyous.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
I'm no longer. I left the Bulls a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on the Clippers. I have Clippers season tickets.
Uh-huh.
And all the other Chicago teams have stayed. The Bulls, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Couldn't do it. Got it.
And Clippers fans,
right?
Very delightful and very excited. By
right.
the way, okay, Bears fans. So you basically just described the guy sitting behind me.
Oh, so you have the same guys?
No, they're in front of me. They're to the side of me. I can't on the radio, the things that they yell.
Right.
One of them called, one said, hey, Trubisky, you're a blankety blank. And I said, unless you're saying bad quarterback, you're saying frustrating to me,
right?
Is he really a blankety blank?
Do you know the guy? Have you seen him kick a puppy?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
It was just, the fans are insane.
Oh, they are.
I mean, Chicago, I explain. Look, every city has the one team.
Right.
For us, it's the Bears.
For sure.
People don't understand the Bears are more popular than all the other teams put together.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Chicago lives and dies by the Bears.
Sure.
And those people in that stadium,
they're crazed.
They're insane.
And nothing makes these guys more angry behind me than every time something really good happens. I stand up and turn around. I'm like, all right, let's go. High fives all the way around. I make them high five me. They are so aggravated by it. Aggravated.
Well, that makes it more fun.
Hey, so now you've got a Netflix special. The one you taped here?
That's the one I filmed here. One I promoted to come see me film it.
Right.
Last time I was here. It's out now on Netflix.
Oh,
Jeff Garland, Our Man in Chicago,
yes.
is available now on Netflix. Are you pleased with it?
I'm beyond pleased.
Good.
I can't tell you that it's great because I did it. okay, but I can tell you that I couldn't be more pleased.
Okay.
I captured what it is I do.
Perfect.
So that way, if you watch it and you dig it, you dig me.
So I can go home. I can fire it up on Netflix today. I can find Jeff Garland, Our Man in Chicago.
You can, as they say, fire it up. I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to fire it up.
Fire it up on Netflix, yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
It's right there.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I'm excited to see it because I might be in the background.
Yeah,
so
there.
I'm going to. Watch
that's good stuff.
The background.
Yeah.
But you as well.
She's going to watch your special for herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was there.
Which is perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Jeff Garland, cool. Our Man in Chicago on Netflix. Did you just come to town to promote and go see the Bears game, or do you have
that
other stuff going?
No, that's what I. Although tonight I'm doing a charity show at Second City.
Oh, are you?
Wow, you are the busiest man I know.
That's nice.
I do. But once I fly back to LA Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm prepared. I swear to God, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I'm preparing my photo show, which opens in L.A. at the Leica Gallery on June 16th.
What is that?
What is a photo show?
In other words, I'm a photographer.
You take pictures?
Yeah,
oh my God!
Oh, how did
Are
I not know this?
Me?
Wow. You're a Renaissance man.
What the heck? What do you take pictures of?
People.
Oh.
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
Okay.
And then, and then I'm also finishing a script tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday.
And again, am I written into this one? You keep promising me something.
No, you are not in this one.
All right.
It takes place in New Orleans.
All right.
Anyhow, then I have a break through the Thanksgiving weekend, and then I go back to the Goldberg.
That reminds me.
Yes.
It's Thanksgiving with the Garlands. Thanksgiving with the Garlands.
What will happen in Thanksgiving with the Garlands?
We'll talk about my impending divorce.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Garlands are, although my ex is still a Garland, and I love her actually madly, I do.
Uh-huh.
And I love my children. And I will be having Thanksgiving with all of them, and it'll be nothing in Palm Springs.
Wow.
And this music will be, I hire young people,
right.
I carry a boombox behind
me
wherever I walk,
yeah.
And this is playing.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving with the Garlands.
Will it be a traditional Thanksgiving meal in Palm Springs?
It most certainly will.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
What'd
you like?
I'm a big fan of the nap.
The nap. Yeah, can't beat the nap.
Everybody loves that part.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm big into
it. You squeeze in a little football just prior to the nap?
Yeah.
You got Bears football.
That's right, playing the Lions. I'll be watching.
You've been listening, too.
It's Thanksgiving with the Garlands. Thanksgiving with the Garlands.
Not going to lie, that was a heartwarming description you gave us.
It was.
By the way, in all sincerity,
yeah.
Who are these people singing?
It was a bunch of Mix employees.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
sure.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we can make one of those for you whenever you need it.
By the way, I'm so appreciative. I love that.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving
with the Garlands.
We'll get you your own copy. You can play it at dinner.
You know who the gentleman who takes me around whenever I play Zane is? Rick Geezer?
Yeah.
Okay. I have for years been saying, I'm going to put up on TBS the Geezer Family Christmas.
Oh, nice.
It just sounds funny.
Right, yeah, it does
Geezer.
Sound funny.
Geezer, yeah.
Yeah,
that's watch that.
That's a whole thing. All right, so you can see Jeff in a Netflix special, Jeff Garland, Our Man in Chicago. That's available now.
Yes,
You can also see him on the Goldbergs. That continues. Yep.
Curb Your Enthusiasm back January 19th.
Is that the date, 19th?
Yep.
Okay.
And my show, my photo show.
Your photo show.
And I'll be doing a photo show here in Chicago in May and June.
Okay.
At the Tamarkin Gallery.
All right, I will go to that. I will go to that.
You will be invited to that.
Okay.
Can you see any of those pictures online?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's got a special show.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if you get a sneak peek.
And my show pictures in Chicago will be benefiting the LA area, Chicago area food bank.
Nice.
I'm a big pro on food banks.
All right.
And then I don't remember.
And you're writing a new script that will be detailing the life and times of me.
Exactly.
Eric.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, you come up with a good premise, I'm in.
Okay. I already have one.
What is it?
It's Thanksgiving with the Garlands. Thanksgiving with the Garlands.
You like half me over for Thanksgiving with the Garlands, and hilarity ensues. Or not.
Hold on.
Or not, I'll go to plan. I'll spitball it around a little bit.
Let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
You think that if I had a Thanksgiving show and you visited, that it wouldn't be hilarious?
I'm certain it would.
It would be. But it would all fall on my shoulders.
God.
It would be heavy lifting.
I don't
doubt
that for a second either.
Heavy lifting.
I'm just going to sit there and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Jeff, it's always great seeing you.
By the way,
it's
always great to be here, literally,
uh-huh.
and an honor that you let me come on your show.
You're welcome anytime.
An honor.
You know that.
You're sweet.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh... You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.